This week, our friends at the Retro Report look back at the story of Lindy Chamberlain. She was an Australian mother whose daughter's death more than 30 years ago quickly became an international phenomenon.
It began in August 1980 when baby Azaria disappeared from an Ayers Rock campsite, never to be found. Her parents blamed a dingo. The police charged her parents, and Australia stood divided.
From the very beginning, Lindsay's claims that a dingo had taken Azaria from a tent where she was sleeping struck the public as far-fetched. And Lindy's demeanor, her behavior in interviews and on television, didn't really help her case.
Were you surprised Azaria's clothing was found hardly torn?
No, not really. Not having watched wild dingoes feed on cattle and things like that.
They use their feet like hands and pull back the skin as they go, and they'll just peel it like an orange.
Lindy turned the public completely against her, as though any mother could talk like that in a seemingly unfeeling way about her child. That did more damage than anything in the world.
After a drawn-out investigation, a number of investigations, in fact, Lindy was convicted in Azaria's murder. And all these years later, most Americans know her story only as a punchline. You know what it is. The dingo took my baby. You've heard the joke. You've maybe seen the movie with Meryl Streep. Jennifer Ford is a producer for Retro Report and joins me now on what really happened to Lindy Chamberlain and her baby, Azaria. Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm well. The case at this point, like I said, has sort of become a punchline for Americans. They don't really know the details of this case, but it really set the standard in an age before the internet, before Twitter, for sensationalism and kind of trial of the century hype.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's become almost like a legend. I mean, I know when we were speaking to people in America, lots of people couldn't even remember that it really happened. And in Australia, it's very different. In Australia, I think there's almost a sort of fatigue around the story. They know it incredibly well. They know all the details. And, you know, as far as they're concerned, I think there's nothing new that they can be told about. Even if they do believe now she's innocent, which is, of course, the case. There's a real sort of sense that, you know, of sort of fatigue around it. It's almost the exact opposite.
So this case became sort of a case study for sensationalism, for sort of mob mentality in the media age, but also a case study in misapplied justice.
I think that the misapplied justice thing is something that you see regularly with big sensational trials. And one of the interviewees, John Bryson, talks about the more attention a case gets, the more room there is for mistakes, because there's great pressure on the police to come up with the evidence. There's great pressure on the prosecutor to get a conviction, and everything sort of happens on fast forward. And so accidents happen and mistakes are made with the increased pressure.
Well, here's journalist Bill Hitchens from the Herald Sun speaking in your film about the atmosphere when Lindy Chamberlain was convicted.
The cheering that went on that night was just unbelievable. It's like being in a Roman gladiatorial stadium, screaming and yelling and marching up and down.
Well, Lindy Chamberlain spent 3 years in prison and then, we should say, exonerated. A piece of child's clothing that she said always should have been found was found, and they let her out of jail.
Yeah, I mean, that was really extraordinary that they did find the jacket. And it wasn't even that far from where the original search had been conducted. They had just somehow missed it. For many, it still wasn't enough. I mean, that there was still doubt that haunted the case for years afterwards. It was people were sort of quite happy to kind of pick and choose the evidence they were and weren't willing to accept. And you would think that this would have been, you know, the one thing that would clear all doubts. And yet it sort of let her out of jail. But she still had to fight for years to get the verdict that the dingo had indeed done it.
Jennifer Ford is a producer for Retro Report with a look back 34 years later on what really happened to Lindy Chamberlain and her baby Azaria.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.